Hello, hello, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dr. K. Durairaj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm coming to you with two gorgeous ladies, some of my Instagram faves. It's Kat and Nat. Hello.
Aw, that was a nice intro. Hey, yeah. Everyone.
Kat and Nat are world famous. These are the most real moms that I know, and they have developed an Instagram fame because of their realness, and they host a podcast called Mom Truths. How long have you guys known each other? You're Canadians, you're from Canada, and you're camped out in New York for quarantine, right?
No, we're in Toronto.
Oh, you're in Toronto right now. I didn't realize that.
With seven children. We're actually parked in a car outside my house, coming from one place to go to the next. And I think, yeah, we are, we met in high school, but reconnected over motherhood.
That is awesome. And are you guys next door neighbors, or did you choose to go into quarantine together voluntarily?
Oh, absolutely voluntarily. And actually, Canada's doing really well.
Yeah, we are.
Are you feeling like COVID is coming to a close?
I wouldn't go that far, but we've been very strict about everything, and people have not been traveling anywhere and sticking in their bubbles. So we're doing well for now. School's starting in 2 weeks, and we're all just sitting back and waiting to see what happens.
That's amazing. Fingers crossed. For those of you guys who don't know, with seven kids between the two of these are comedians, moms, best-selling book authors, top podcasters. They have a YouTube channel. They do baking videos and cooking, and they host Thursday Night Live.
By the way,
it's amazing. I don't know how you do it. How do you do it?
I love that you say baking and cooking videos, because they are usually with children in costume on the fly recipes that
with tons of fails.
With tons of fails. Yeah. So it's a real story of us. All the places.
It's real. Keeping it real. So what made you decide to reveal Mom Truths to the rest of the world? Because everyone else on Instagram is showing perfectly choreographed mood lighting and beautiful spreads and like perfect children. What's the reality out there?
I mean, honestly, it was when we first had kids, all we saw was the perfect lives of everybody. And we knew inside, we felt like there's no way that we could ever be all of these perfect things. And when the two of us started talking about what was really going on and the honesty behind the shit show that actually is motherhood. And the more we talked about it and did videos, the more we realized that everyone was like, thank you so much for saying it. I thought I was the only one. And we find that's with so many things in motherhood, is that you think you're the only one who has done that, said that, thought that, felt guilty about that. And when you say it, all these other moms just feel relieved by knowing they're not alone. So sharing our videos and giving it comedy is really a great way to make everybody feel a part of a community, feel not judged, and laugh, because we really believe that laughter is part of the therapy that we need as mothers.
And on that, we think there's nothing wrong with the realness of life. You know, it's actually not, we're not gong show moms. We're not bad moms. It's just called life. And I think when we entered into this, a lot of people tried to advise us to show a more perfect example, because that's what the mainstream knew. And when we were like, this is not our life, and we weren't afraid to share, you know, mm-hmm. what the beauty and the mess, I think that's where we are different. And it's not that we are disasters, although we look like disasters sometimes.
Not today.
You guys look good, you know, today. You look good today. Glowy.
You feel it, and some days you nail it. And that's called life. You know, that's not just motherhood. That's everything.
I love that. Some days
hopefully not you as a plastic surgeon, though.
Well, I have four kids. I had twins in my chief year of residency at UCLA. It was a very hard year, and I didn't sleep. And it's been an adventure, I have to tell you. Like, I have to clone myself with, you know, a grandma who helps out, a housekeeper who helps out, like babysitters, tutors. I really have to multitask and clone myself. I cannot do it alone. And I hear you when you say that you fail all the time. I fail all the time in motherhood. And the days you're winning in surgery, you're failing in motherhood. The days you're winning in motherhood.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you feel like you could do better in surgery, or, you know, yeah. Always, yeah, it's crazy.
No, but I think that it's so important for people like, you know, that I have women who have successful careers be an open book. Like you just said, all of the it takes a village, they say, and you need to hire help in order to make it all happen. It's not like, you know, we have these careers and then we're also like full time, 100% taking care of the kids and doing absolutely everything and online learning with them and doing tutoring on our own. We do reach out for support, and that's how we're able to make it all happen.
That's so true. I don't even know how you guys have time to do a podcast. Clearly you have to go hide in your car.
Right? This is the office.
This is the portable office. What are some mom truths that you think, if you could give a busy working mom or a surgeon some basic mom truths, what would be your top three mom truths of like, this needs to be your Bible of how to survive motherhood and work?
I mean, kind of like the first one is it's okay to not make a confetti rainbow cake with gumballs in the middle on someone's birthday. You know, it's okay to hire out what you're not good at and buy that junk because fail. I'm a fail at that, and that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And then also, like, we know that so many women go to bed at night and they just go over in their head all the things that they could have done better. And we did a mom truth on this like last week, but it's like, you know, if you keep doing too much for your kids, they won't become as independent as they could be. So our advice is do less, know that every day is a new day. Don't beat yourself up and just try and clear your mind and fall asleep and start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one would be, you know, some months, like, you'll go through a great phase, and then other months there'll be ruts. It's where it's like, you just don't feel like you can get ahead of, you know, mumming or work, and you just feel like you're surviving, and you're just like, oh, you're excited for the day to end. And, you know, when you wake up, you're kind of like, oh, and then it lifts, and then you have a great phase for a few months where you're like, this is a nice season of parenting, right? So the seasons change, and realize it's not just days. Sometimes it's seasons. Yeah.
Your kids, what do they age range from? What's your oldest?
The top is 11 to 5.
Oh, wow. And you also give advice to moms of teens and adolescents, though, right? Because I've heard some of that. I have older kids. Yeah, mine are like, my twins now are 21. They're seniors at Georgetown. I know, right?
Oh.
I know.
I thought you had babies. Wow.
Well, my littlest is 15. So she's my baby. And I got a newborn puppy. My God, I have a 9-week-old. Like a crazy woman, I bought a newborn little teacup Maltese. So I'm up at 9.
Oh, my gosh. I just got it. I got one too during COVID. Wow, that's so great that the twins went to school at the same school.
Yes, that was part of my strategy for efficiency. Like, I could not have room mom meetings at two different schools and two different soccer fields and all that. So I was
no kidding. Well, we created a group that's for teen and tweens because we really think that the tween years can start very young, and there's so much like information and books and everything on how to raise babies or how to sleep train babies, what to feed babies, how to hold babies. But then all of a sudden when the hormones start and they become tweens and they're these people that we don't recognize, we don't have an anonymous place where we can go and have conversations and find support from other moms. And it's also a time where your kids are online so they can see what you're saying now. And you're not just talking about your baby that didn't sleep through the night. You're having big issues. So we actually created the teen and tween group, the Cat and Nat teen and tween group, where people come and we bring in experts to help to help talk to all these moms, and then also to anonymously be able to share stories. Because as we know, just like in motherhood, if your teen or tween is going through something and you don't know anyone else who's going through it, you want to say it out loud. And there are going to be lots of moms that say, I'm going through that too. Here's how I handled it.
That's so important. The teenage years for you guys, just get ready. It's going to be rough.
Really?
Yes. They turn into these creatures that love you and want to come hug you and, you know, jump on you as soon as you get home from work. And then they just don't ever want to come out of their room again. Number one. Number two, if you give them a phone at an early age, all you ever see is the top of their head. They never look up again. And it's just really hard. Like someone you bonded and loved with and, you know, you want to snuggle and they don't want to have anything to do with you. So I think that whole transition is really hard, especially for girls. Like the girls become like alternately bitchy and, you know, super sweet, then bitchy, then needy. It's really hard.
It's hard to understand where their emotions are all coming from, because you know they're just not intentionally being jerks. It's because they're feeling some way, and or their bodies are reacting in some way, and you have to sort of like, you really have to try to, you know, that's why we talk to experts and they try to explain to us these kind of behaviors and how to handle them.
They're circling us right now. Hold on.
10 exactly. minutes, guys. 10 more minutes. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You did a podcast recently, which was how to make sure your kid doesn't turn into a douchebag. So like that was killer, because your whole strategy of like, make sure that the kids learn how to do things is very important. Like I also believed in that. My kids need to know how to do their own laundry. I stopped signing papers that come home from school. Like they have to fill out every step themselves and they have to write their own check and I will sign it.
Good one.
I really like hearing you say douchebag. That was funny.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to get on that.
Yes.
I love those papers. I like that.
Yes.
They know their own information. They know they're... Oh,
yeah, and if you don't, we're in trouble.
If they don't, they're in trouble. And if they need my insurance card, they got to go get it out of my wallet, figure out what's an ID, an enrollment number, all that crap, and write it down and learn it.
Love that.
So important. Like our parents did not baby us nearly as much as we are babying this generation. And
no, it's time to launch them earlier, you know?
It really is, like, to be a little bit more strict with housework and participation and, you know, just like not having that entitlement, childhood entitlement that they get, I think.
Totally agree.
And for women, I think being a career woman myself, one of my big struggles was that kids took over my life until, you know, they were in high school and then they don't want to have anything to do with you. But those first 10 years are really hard because I think you lose yourself. You lose your personal identity. You kind of forget who is that girl? What were her dreams and goals? Like, what do you say to those women out there that are losing that little bit of their self and their core?
I think that that's okay. Like, I think that the pressure to try to have to, I mean, I really do think we put a huge amount of pressure on women to be it all and do it all. And I think that if you are consumed by motherhood, I think people need that permission to be consumed by motherhood, mm-hmm. because to not, if you can't control it, well, then you're just beating yourself up for something that you can't control. But if you're not liking that feeling, you know, we steal little moments of like having a coffee in a car, or, you know, we try to steal our moments. She has a bath every night. I have a shower every night. And I know that sounds like that's all you do, but at the moment, that's what we have room for. And I think especially with something like when COVID hit and you had to do everything imaginable and those you know, these months without even a break, I just really do think that we need to give ourselves a break and be like, you climb out of the hole slowly, you put a pair of jeans on, you're like, oh yeah, and you find your routines.
It's so true. I mean, I feel like one thing that I've realized after having, you know, a lot of young babies and during those first 10 years is that it's okay. Like, you'll never go back to the person that you were without children. And like she said, that's fine. That's good. It's good. You know, your life has changed and you can't deny that. And you can't mourn the loss of your single life. But, to those women who are in the weeds, we still have young kids, but because we've been doing it for a decade now, there are moments that are surfacing and it does come back.
It does. I think permission to like let childhood just engulf you is okay. Cause I mean, in the beginning I dedicated my life to my kids and my husband works and it was like, let him have his career and I will take care of the kids. Cause honestly, like if you don't raise your own kids and put some of your values into them, you really have this limited time window before they escape the nest. So you really want to imprint them, I think. So
did you continue to work all the way through?
I did. I felt so much guilt about working and working hard long hours, but I also remembered my own mom and dad are both doctors, so my mom would work, and I think that gave me such a great role model for like, that's a woman
totally.
Who, yeah, she's doing what she wants to do, she's intelligent, she's motivated, she'll always support herself, she's not going to rely on a man or anything like that, and like, you need to show that to your kids, that you are willing to work that hard, so.
And listen, any way you do it right is right for you, for every person's family, so some would say, I can never have a nanny, some would say, I live for my nanny, some would say, I work from home, you know, there's no right way, because it's your family and your kids, so
right.
We really do believe that there isn't one right way, there's just your way, and that's how that's how families are different, and that's what's so amazing.
That's so true. But it's kind of cool that you guys have found your passion, because you can really see that it ignites you. Like this, when you realize the voice that you have in social media and your ability to communicate and touch people's lives the way you guys have, hasn't it been transformational? I know it has for me anyway.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, we had no idea how much just like, our lives, sharing our friendship and our personalities could help other women. And the messages that we get and the stories and the emails that are written that say like, it was because of you, I was having a really hard time, or I was in a dark place, and you guys would make me smile and say things that it's like you were in my head. And to be able to help people, because when we were first time moms and we didn't have each other beside each other all the time, we had all those thoughts, and we wished that there was somewhere we could turn that would just light up the moment and make you feel like, these are my friends. They're always here. They're having a good time. And this way that we act isn't an act. We really do have, we have fun in life, and be able to do it together has made us have fun in parenting. And we always try to encourage people to have fun. It's not always so stressful. It can be, but you can also sort of like not sweat the small stuff and have some fun with your kids and have some fun as a mom.
And you can also be whatever you want to be on any given day. So you can be a career woman. You can have cocktails on a Friday night. You can dance and be like you as a, I think moms get pigeonholed as like,
now you know, I'm a grown up.
You're so irresponsible if you do X, Y, and Z, or you're a mom. Yes. You shouldn't do that. And I feel like, you know, we're trying to unleash that barrier that, you know, motherhood isn't baking in the kitchen and then you're someone else, you're a role of someone else. You're a person who's a mom. And mm-hmm. I think we just try to remind women that do not apologize for being yourself, you know, own yourself, and you can be a mom. This is a spoiler alert. You can have a glass of wine and still be a good mom, you know, like, that and the so dads do it all the time.
So true. Such a double standard. There was recently a whole controversy in surgery where these male vascular surgeons reviewed women surgeons' Facebook pages and criticized them for showing up in a bikini or wearing a cocktail on their Facebook in their off time. Yes. And it's the same exact thing. Like, I can be a boss girl surgeon and go have a cocktail or put on a slinky dress. It doesn't change who I am in the operating room, you know? And like,
absolutely.
Changing these stereotypes that permeate from motherhood all the way down is so important for our kids going forward. It really is.
Yeah. And I think that in our community, what we really, we try to be examples of and encourage other people to be is not, as women, we cannot be judgmental of other women. We need to support each other so that we can, you know, we can be all the different ways, and you can be friends, or you can follow people, or you can all be in the same community and do it all differently. But like, there's no need to judge, just be open-minded that everyone's doing it differently, and that's okay.
That's so true. And that applies to plastic surgery and getting injectables done. And like, people are so mean on social media. I liked how you supported Meghan Markle, although she has nannies and all that. That was nice of you guys. So I love that. But I think for your faces too, do whatever you want. Like, don't criticize women who want to get work done. Don't criticize women who don't want to get work done. Like, just let people live, you know?
I know. You do what you want with your face. I'll do what I want
crazy
with my face.
You can love yourself and get filler. You know what I mean? Like, they don't go hand in hand. And that's crazy that some can that think, you know, you can't do that together, but you definitely can.
Mm-hmm. That needs to be a mom truth, that you need to take care of yourself. You need to get filler, Botox, or facial or good skincare. I really think that when you let yourself go, you lose a part of yourself. Like, you need to show up for yourself every day and like take care of yourself. And
some people love to age. They, you know, we let people do them, but you know, you're talking to the right girls about Botox and filler.
And when you look in the mirror, no matter what you like to do, whether it's facials or it's having the right moisturizer or drinking enough water, like, just when you look in the mirror, we want all the women to say, no matter how you look at or what you've done to yourself, that you say, I like myself. I like, you know, I feel good. I feel confident in myself, and I can go out there no matter what. I'm happy with the way, I'm happy with what I see.
Exactly. There's a really twisted standard for women these days. And when they come into my office, they are criticizing every little millimeter of their face. And I just want to shake them and say like, girl, that's like filters and it's not reality. And like, you have to be a real woman. You have to just be a real woman and live. And there is going to be a little aging. Like, sorry to tell you, like, there's reality here, you know?
Mm-hmm. The clock still moves forward, even if you don't want it to.
even if you're a Kardashian, no matter what, no matter how much maintenance you do.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
What have you guys had done? Are you open to sharing what you've had done?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been a while because of COVID.
I'll try anything. I have done, so I've got Botox all over the face. I've got the under eye, the hollowness. I did the teardrop filler here, which is
beautiful.
My most favorite thing ever because the before and after is crazy. I plump up my lips. I always thought my lips were too small and now I feel like they're perfect. I've done neck treatments for lines. We've done tech neck, Botox in these lines.
Good. Awesome.
I love resurfacing, like the facials and the
was it Fraxel that gets rid of the sunspots?
Not Fraxel. Yeah. There's always new machines. I like every machine of heat on my face that resurfaces and plumps from within and, you know, redefines your skin.
And whenever there's something new to try,
we'll try it.
You got to come to LA. I'm so excited for the next time you can travel. Come to LA and check out, come and do some treatments with me. It'll be so fun.
What's your favorite treatment? Like, what's the most like mind-blowing treatment that you have seen?
Well, I love my jawline contouring and cheekbone structuring. I think that the number one thing that gives you beauty long-term is having a lifted, pretty cheek elevation. So that's so important. I do that with threads. We do that with filler. But the jawline sculpting that I do is really the bomb. You would love that. So,
and wow, those two things sound amazing.
Yeah, a little bit of thread sometimes is really beneficial, like thread lifts for the brows, thread lifts for the jawline. There's all kinds of fun stuff we can
do. So those are like baby facelifts.
Exactly. And I do a gold micro infusion facial, which is like micro tox all through the face, micro filler, and it just looks like glowy glass skin.
Oh God, yeah. We love glowy. We live for glowy skin.
Anything dewy, I'm there. That's my jam.
I'm going to send you guys some of our skincare. That would be so fun for you to try. We'd love to send
you. Yeah, we're
there. Goodies.
We love that.
But for sure, when you're in LA, you got to come over. I see all the big TikTokers. I don't know if you've been watching lately. I've seen some.
We watch all the drama.
Yes. Yeah, so I've been like in the middle of all the TikTok drama because I did the lips that broke up the relationship that cheated on the it girl. And so,
oh my God, I love it.
We know all of them.
So fun. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for coming on.
I'm sending out my children right now. We are going to do this now.
This photo shoot with the kids. Wish us luck. It was so nice to meet you.
I'm going to need a bunch of Botox after I do this. Oh my gosh.
I hope we survive. Yes. I wish you good luck surviving quarantine and the photo shoot. You guys are role models for all of us. So keeping it real all the time. Love you.
So are you. Sony boss lady, mama four, doggy mom, wife,
TikTok famous kid. Dermatologist. Our kids would be very impressed by that.
Where can people find you?
Here they come.
All your social handles, real quick. What is
at CatNat everywhere? CatNat
on all the platforms, and CatInNat.ca for all the amazing things that we are doing and that people can be a part of.
I can't wait for you to have your own reality TV show. I can see it coming.
You should just see what's at the door right now. Here we go.
You guys should see.
Thank
there's like,
you.
Bye. Love you. Take good care.
Bye. Here they come.
We're going to take a quick video. That was so cute. Say hey. Bye. Thanks so much.